Nikki, the last time we had these guys on the phone, you really kind of laid them out. So I would appreciate it if you could be a little nicer to Steven this time.
Oh, we're going to keep it nice. Okay, we'll keep it good. Steven, yeah. How are you?
And I'm still on my best behavior.
Thank you.
Good to hear. How are you doing this morning?
I'm good. A little tired. We've just been doing crazy drives right now. We've driven through the night. We left from Orlando last night, and we are almost to Greenville, South Carolina.
I was going back through Twitter this morning just to kind of see what you guys have been up to, and you're one of the longest driving bands I've seen in a long time.
I feel like we should give you an award at the end. Aww.
So how long have you guys actually been out on tour?
So we left. Oh, man, it's so hard to even keep track of the dates and how long we've been in the car. When was our first day of the tour? I think it was like maybe so 2 weeks ago from this Sunday coming up would have been the first show in Long Beach. So a little less than 2 weeks, probably a little over a week and a half.
That's incredible, dude.
We've been making our way all the way through from Southern California all the way up to Florida, and now we're like slowly making our way back.
I don't even know if we actually said who this is. This is this is Steven from Hearts Like Lions, in case you didn't get it.
We just naturally assumed once we said Steven, you guys would remember who he was, so our apologies.
So, dude, so far, like, how has tour been going? You guys are in the van a lot. Are you starting to get on each other's nerves or what?
Or is it still fun?
No, it's actually hasn't been that bad. I guess the only thing that we've been missing is, since it's been such long drives, we haven't gotten to, like, hang out in the cities as much and, like, be able to, like, hang out with people after shows because we're just so tired. Like, we're just ready to, like, get some sleep so we can wake up in the morning and drive.
So does anybody, is anybody driving through the night while everybody else sleeps and you guys are switching off, or are you trying to get some actual sleep?
Yeah, we have another person stay up with whoever's driving. That's what we normally do.
Yeah.
So Nick took the first shift, and then Michael took the second one, and then I got the early morning drive.
What is the shift schedule like? Are we talking 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours?
It's pretty much just go until you know where you're going to be tired. We just because we want to be as safe as possible. So we'll, if someone knows that they're going to be done soon, we'll usually be all right, here's a heads up. Here's a 30-minute warning.
Well, that's good.
And then we're going to stop, and then we'll be able to switch.
Because sometimes it depends on a person's personality where it's like, no, I can keep going. I got another
hour. Yeah, I know. Yeah, I'm just glad that none of us are like that.
Yeah, but then basically your eyes are shutting and you're swerving. I mean, it's good that you guys are at least able to say, no, we're done.
I'll tell you, Steven, there's somebody in this room that's like that.
That's me. I could have driven you guys through the whole tour.
That's right.
Oh, man, that would have been awesome. We need to hire you as our driver next time.
Yeah, I would have been tired, but I would have done it.
Nikki would have been tired. She would have never gone to the bathroom.
Yeah, I would have held it.
And by the way, you guys probably would have died. But
I would have saved it until at the end of the tour.
But it's cool.
I know, right?
Don't worry about it. No problem. So, Steven, on all these long drives and stuff, what's your secret for staying awake?
My go-to, during the night, I try to get as much sleep as I can. So my go-to is the pillow. Right as soon as we get in the car.
No. That's not what I said. I asked, how do you stay awake?
That's
and you're,
how he stays
you're
awake.
Telling me.
And I'm saying that my go-to, at least every time we go in the car, I'm not a big fan of long drives. So my go-to is the pillow. I just go straight. I try to sleep as much as I can.
He's not driving is what he's saying.
No. I'm getting that. I'm just saying that I don't think I want to go on tour with Steven. Because what he's saying is he's a non-contributor.
He's not pulling his weight.
No, I'm the sleeper, yeah. I'm the early morning drive. So those guys will, if we're doing night drives, those guys will drive through the night, and then I'll be the one to wake up at 4 or 5 in the morning and continue from there.
That's why, with Hearts Like Lions, you guys are set. You probably all know each other well enough. But if you're starting in a new band, you need to come up with, at the beginning, a medical reason why you're the one who should not be doing most of the driving. Eyesight problem, sleeping thing, night terrors, that sort of thing.
Hey, I had a roommate who was diagnosed narcoleptic.
Yeah, so he's not going to be chosen.
He's not the one that's going to be doing the driving.
So that way you're good to go, and you start off with the band that way, and they know not to ask you.
Yep, it's fair. I would come back from class, and I would just find him asleep in places.
Oh,
that's
man.
A true story.
Aww. Well, this is Steven with Hearts Like Lions.
After 2-3 weeks on tour, a 26-hour drive, what the heck are you going to do when you get out of the van in your home?
I don't know. Probably jump in screaming, stretch, and jumping jacks. I don't know.
Anything that takes space.
I haven't even thought about it yet. My thought process is I just can't wait to get that drive over.
Well, Steven, it's been really great talking to you, man. We wish you the best of luck on your drive. And
thank you guys so much. Appreciate it.
Yeah, right on. Hang on.
I feel like we should next time do an interview with them, like overnight. We'll start the riot really early.
That way we can catch them in their native environment.
Yeah, and then that way we can be there with them during a really long drive, or we'll check in throughout the day, like during the 23-hour drive back home.
Just keep them in company.
Just keep them moving. That'd be nice.
Yeah, I actually really like where we're going with this.